Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Heidelberg Cement India Limited earnings call for quarter and year ended 31st March 2025, hosted by PhillipCapital India Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vaibhav Agarwal from PhillipCapital India Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Agarwal.
Yeah, thank you, Michelle. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of PhillipCapital India Private Limited, we welcome you to the earnings call for the quarter and year ended 31st March 2025 of Heidelberg Cement India Limited. On the call, we have with us Mr. Joydeep Mukherjee, Managing Director, Mr. Anil Sharma, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Amit Angara, Head Investor Relations and Vice President Finance of Heidelberg Cement India Limited. I would like to mention on behalf of Heidelberg Cement India Limited and its management that certain statements that we made or discussed on today's conference call may be forward-looking statements related to future developments and based on current management expectations. These statements are subject to a number of risks, uncertainties, and other important factors which may cause the actual developments and results to differ materially from the statements made. Heidelberg Cement India Limited and the management of the company assumes no obligation to publicly alter or update this forward-looking statement, whether as a result of new information or future events or otherwise. Also, Heidelberg Cement India Limited has uploaded a copy of the FY25 presentation, investor presentation on their website and stock exchanges. Participants may download a copy of the presentation from these websites. I will now hand over the floor to the management of Heidelberg Cement India Limited for their opening remarks, which will be followed by interactive Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
All right, good afternoon. I'm Joydeep Mukherjee, and I welcome everyone to this annual investor call of Heidelberg. I'll start off with the FY25 key messages. Heidelberg Cement India Limited continues to produce mainly blended cement in its operations as a testament to our commitment to the environment and producing low-carbon cement. Our alternate fuel usage has increased to about 8%. It would have been higher if not for the main kiln, which was down for a month as it was being upgraded, and that's the kiln which takes all the alternative fuel that we use in our plant. We have signed a long-term wind-solar hybrid PPA for 5.5 megawatts in this period. Our share of non-grid power has increased to 45%. The EBITDA was 530 rupees a ton, which was down 20% year-on-year. We have been able to repay interest-free loan of 694 million. Our bank balance and cash exceeds our borrowings as of now, and we continue to operate on a negative net operating working capital. The Heidelberg board has recommended a dividend of 7 rupees per share after board meeting. On the ESG overview, 98%, as I said, our cement continues to be blended cement. On our CO2 footprint, our score is 507 kilos per ton of cement that we produce. We are 4.4 times water positive in our plants. As part of our CSR activities, we have improved 22,000-plus lives in this period, and green power constitutes more than one-third of our total power consumed. Next slide, Amit. So we have the green power PPA supporting increase in our green power share. On Jhansi, we have a long-term solar PPA for 15 megawatts. Narsingarh operation, we are operating on 12-megawatt waste heat recovery and a 5.5-megawatt solar project. At Narsingarh and Imlai, we have a long-term hybrid PPA for 13.5-megawatt wind and 13.5-megawatt solar. And our factory in South India, Ammasandra, we are consistently operating there at more than 90% green power. On income statement, the notable thing to see here is that our quarter ended PAT is up hugely over the last quarter. Last quarter was bad, but quarter ending March, profit after tax stood at 504 million Indian rupees, which has been a fairly good performance. Sales volume has been down this year, and it's directly ascribable to, we have had an exceptional year in terms of the elections, and also a little bit because of our expansion, a little volume was impacted, but mainly the elections followed by severe monsoon in the area that we operate led to a decline in volumes. Next. If we look at our quarter, March 25 quarter EBITDA bridge, March 24, the number was 721 per ton, and March 25, it is flat at 722. And while our gross sales revenue increased, we had a little bit of a negative impact because in raw material, we have had an increase in cost of 41 rupees a ton, but this is a one-time impact, because it was during this time for almost a month in this quarter that our main kiln, which constitutes, which contributes to more than 60% of our total volume, was down. And this was because there is an expansion project which was going on, and we are still executing the project, and it's going to be fully over by the month of June, and that will give us around 200,000 tons of cement extra in a year. And it was because of this shutdown that we had to buy as a one-time exception some clinker from the market, which has contributed to this increase in raw material. And otherwise, we would have had definitely a higher EBITDA in this quarter per ton as compared to the last quarter. In April 24 to March 25, EBITDA decreased from 659 to 530 rupees a ton. This was mainly due to decrease in prices on the pressure period of which started from April, May, and continued well till November. So there was 163 rupees per ton dilution in prices. And though we had an upside of 79 rupees in raw material and 58 rupees in power and fuel, overall we did end up with a lower EBITDA of around 20%. The balance sheet continues to be healthy, and we continue to work on negative working capital, which is a very good sign for us. Next one. On cash and bank balances, our net cash far exceeds our debt. So this also is a very healthy situation. We have 687 million Indian rupees as debt and 3,849 million Indian rupees as net cash. So it's a very comfortable position. Nothing to comment there. The dividend payout has been consistent, and it has been driven by operation and cash flow. And as we have already mentioned, the proposed dividend is 70% of face value of 10 rupees per share. In April 24 to March 25, share of volume, if we look at, if we split the pattern, the sales pattern, we'll have 44% of our total sales has happened by road. This was flat year on year. 43% of our trade volume has come from premium products. This is almost 9% up from last year. On alternative fuels, we are at 8%. This was flat, but then again, during this entire period, almost 2.5 months, April 24 to March 25, the kiln which actually uses AFR, our main kiln was being upgraded and was not operational, so the AFR number looks flat, but we could have done much better because the supply side is completely tied up, and we hope to have a significantly higher number next year. 80% of our trade sales is, you know, percentage of trade is 80%, it's down 1.8% year on year. But we are continuously increasing our premiumization and optimizing appropriate product mix in the market. On the Indian cement demand, here are my comments. We have significant tailwinds. GDP forecast, growth forecast indicates 6.3 to 6.8%. And this means that India still will continue to be one of the fastest growing economies. Domestic demand shall remain the primary engine of growth. And with a rebound in private consumption and capital expenditure, we are pretty confident that the demand shall be good. At the same time, in the housing and infra, the major consumers of cement are anticipated to continue driving demand. The monetary easing and capital-focused fiscal policy, we expect that it will sustain momentum. And inflation is expected to stay within a manageable range, supporting macroeconomic stability. On headwinds, we do have geopolitical uncertainty, ongoing global conflicts. We have recently come out of a near conflict which got resolved pretty quickly, but all this could create tensions and create volatility. There is also some indication of a global economic slowdown. So softer global growth could impact India's exports and investment inflows. And of course, the cement capacity expansion where we operate could further intensify competition because we've just seen Shree Cement starting off their project at ETA and Ultratech also 5 million tons in Katni, very near where we operate. So near term, we see intensification of competition. But thankfully, the markets in which we operate are good consumers of cement, and there is a consistent growth. Over the last 10, 12 years, 15 years, this area has seen very steady growth in demand driven by rural consumption. So over the mid and the long term, I would say that this remains healthy and is a good news for us. So that's all from my side in terms of my opening comments. And I would now open the floor to questions that we have from the
audience. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and 1 on their touchtone phone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use only handsets while asking a question. You may please press star and 1 to ask questions at this time. The first question is from the line of Rajesh Ravi from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon. Am I audible?
Yes, sir. Please proceed.
Yeah. Sir, could you throw some light on the, what is the progress on expansions and also the status of the clinker and cement debottlenecking which was scheduled to happen in FY25?
I just commented, this is why our main kiln was shut down. This project is still under its way and expected to be completely over by June.
Okay, and now what will be the expanded clinker capacity or what is the debottlenecking which is happening?
This will lead to 200,000 tons of extra cement in a year, in 12 months.
Okay, so cement or clinker debottlenecking?
It's a clinker debottlenecking which shall result in additional 200,000 tons of PPC cement in 12 months.
Right. So clinker capacity would go up by how much, sir? It was 3.1.
130,000 tons of clinker will increase.
Okay. Okay. And sir, what are the plans on future expansions? We haven't seen any progress for the last 2 to 3 years on the same. The West market,
we definitely have plans. We have acquired new mines in Sukhasatpara, and work is now going on identifying on proper project site. So yes, that is very much on the anvil.
And in addition,
okay, so
also Gujarat, this
yeah.
environmental clearance is also going on. I think there is good progress, and maybe we will have some positive news from the government of Gujarat.
So on
okay,
both accounts, in central India, we have acquired new mines, and we are right now undertaking a study on the correct location for the new line. And on Gujarat, we are following up on with the government on quick resolution on the environmental clearance issue.
Mm-hmm. So by when and by what size your capacity additions you're looking at in Gujarat? This is the current development.
I will not be able to make a comment on that right now. It will all depend, after we get the EC, only we'll make an announcement.
Okay,
right,
so
now,
3 years after the EC is okay. But post EC, how much time it would take? You understand the EC is not in your hand by when it can come through. But whatever is within the company's control, at least you can guide on that.
I have not understood your question. Post EC, it normally takes anywhere between 26 to 30 months to build a project.
Right. Okay. And you have not finalized on the capex size?
No, not as yet.
Okay. And secondly, you mentioned that the central market, you are expecting more competition to intensify. So could you first elaborate what is the price improvement that we have seen in Q1 versus Q4? And what is the impact you're looking at company level, or what are the cost levers you're looking to mitigate the impact?
No, we are currently running at a net sales realization, which is about 100 rupees up from the average of Q1.
Okay.
But what will be the impact of these expansions? That's crystal ball gazing. I would not like to make a comment on that. It will all depend on how quickly the competition decides to ramp up. And how is the demand supply situation? Fundamentally, how is the demand driven by government policies and the rural demand, etc. So, hazarding a guess on what will be the impact on pricing in the market is not something that we are in a position to do. Because that's
okay. And any thoughts on the volume growth for FY26?
When you say cement volume growth?
Your company sales volume growth for FY26, whatsoever number you are looking at?
Well, we are certainly looking at, because we are almost sold out, in the sense that our capacity utilization is running around 85-86% already. So, till the time we have additional, clinker capacity, I would say around 6-7% is definitely what we are targeting as a growth, in line with the cement, with the GDP growth and overall cement growth in India.
Because Rajesh, we confirmed that this our additional cement of around 2 lakh tons that is going to come in the current fiscal year.
That will get absorbed.
It is around 4-5% of our existing volume. So we expect that we will be able to sell out that cement in the market.
But the guidance would be anywhere between 6-7%.
Great. Great, sir. I'll come back and queue. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question, before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants that you may please press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Just to continuing the previous questions, sir, you mentioned that you have acquired a mine in central India. So is it in MP or a UP?
It's in MP.
Okay, so are we in terms of giving the preference in terms of the expansion, will it be a Gujarat first or the central first?
Both will happen concurrently. Gujarat is dependent on the EC that we are still awaiting from the government.
Okay, but do we see that the EC can come in next 6 months? That's the likely scenario?
It's completely speculation. We will not be able to comment on this because it's on the government. We are doing our best. We are following up hard, but unfortunately, things in the government department in India take their own sweet time. So,
okay, and for Central India also, if we want to go ahead with the expansion, any rough idea, will it be a kind of a 1 million ton, 2 million, or it can be a how much size one can look at in terms of the expansion?
Again, we have not, we have not finalized the project. Right now, we are looking at an ideal project site. That site has to be ideally placed for good access to railways, etc., evacuation. But any modern clinker plant, could be anywhere between 3.5 million tons. But right now, I would not be able to hazard an exact number. It will all depend on the location and the kind of land that we can get. But we have enough clinker. There is no problem. We have enough limestone.
Yeah, but this is the central expansion. If, let's say, if we have to actually start, and broadly, if somebody wants to look at in terms of when it can start, at least one can say that minimum 3 years it will take to start the actual production in terms of the cement.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, got it. And sir, you mentioned that the 100 rupees realization is increased versus March exit or a fourth quarter average?
Right now we are running at a price which is up by 100 rupees over the average of first quarter.
Okay, got it. And lead distance for fourth quarter and for FY 25 and maybe possible for FY 24 is how much?
I'll have to have a look at that number. Just hold on. You have the number? How much is it? Tell me.
367 for quarter four.
Okay.
And for the full year, 362.
So for quarter four it was 367 and for the full year it was 362.
Okay. And in terms of the KKL cost for fourth quarter, what was the KKL cost, and possibly for FY24 and 25, what was the average KKL cost?
It is actually KKL cost, it is around 1.75 rupee per KKL in this year, and this is also more or less similar to the full year, because petcoke prices starting with the higher, then it reduces, now it is again further hardening. So our fuel cost, if you see the entire year, slightly better than the financial year 24, but it is more or less steady.
Okay, so for full year FY25 it is 1.75, and even for fourth quarter FY25 also it is the similar 1.75. Okay. In terms of the green, sir, if you can, I understand we have given the individual plant level, but in terms of the overall share perspective, if you look at for fourth quarter and FY25, what was the green share and how much now one can look at this green share can go up?
We have given here is the non-grid power, which is full year it is 45%, and for the fourth quarter it was slightly higher, it was the 46%. But when we talk about the green power, fourth quarter it was 38%. So we purchased little power from the open market. So that's why in the presentation you find that there is the one data for the green power and data for the non-grid power.
But when we say it is a non-grid, does that mean the entire 55 non-grid 45, so this entire is a green, or something is we also have some TPP plant, thermal power plant?
So 45% out of that, it includes the green power and the power purchased from the third party open market, but the pure green power is 38% out of 45%.
Okay, and lastly, two things, CapEx for FY26, how much are we looking at, and also on the employee cost, which has significantly increase, 32 odd crore was there in third quarter, and the fourth quarter was 48 odd crore. So how one can look at from this the quarterly run rate, is this the sustainable run rate that one can look at?
No, that's okay.
On the capex side, actually annual capex for the financial 2026, we estimated around 60 crore rupees, which includes a little bit on account of debottlenecking, because most of the debottlenecking capex already we did in by March 2025. Part amount will come in the financial 2026. The rest is the replacement capex. And this amount is more or less sustained if you compare our capex total amount incurred during the last 2 to 3 years. Your special question on the staff cost, year on year, it is more or less in the same line. The amount increase in the financial year 2025 last quarter is on account of increment when we compare with the March 2024 quarter. But there is the increase as compared to December because there are two reasons are there. One is the actual valuation. When we do the annual actual valuation end of the fiscal year, depend on the discount rate, the gratuity and the leave encashment, the accounting amount, accrue amount increases. So earlier the discounting rate was higher, now it is reduced because of the GSEC return reduces. And second thing is that in the March quarter, then when we calculate the variable pay amount, then the amount is slightly higher than the December quarter.
So to summarize, the full year number for employee cost is 157 odd crore. So is it fair to assume that on a yearly basis for FY26, one can see a 170 crore kind of a number?
To be slightly lower than that thing.
Okay. Got it, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. You may press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Alok Shah from SRE PMS. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, sir. Please proceed.
So my first question is that can you quantify that each and every megawatt of green power will increase that will result in increasing the EBITDA percent going forward? And second question is that any plans for FY26 for increasing the green power energies? Thank you.
So green power, you know that okay, it is the we have the cost arbitrage when we compare with the our grid power. Because whatever the green power we are purchasing, that is that we are replacing with the our grid power, and generally it is 25% cheaper than the grid power. And you are right that with the every increase in the green power, our EBITDA directly we benefited and EBITDA will increase. You have also asked about the second question: how much the green power you are going to make in the financial 2026? So we expect that maybe around 2 to 3% increase in 2026 because we have recently entered into this 5.5 megawatt further green power, and that benefit will come in the financial 2026.
Yes, sir. Can you quantify the EBITDA per ton that can increase per megawatt?
We'll see that, okay, once we restart receiving the additional power, but we can confirm that that will improve the EBITDA pattern.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you. You may please press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Rajesh Ravi from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, a follow-up question. Could you share what was the clinker production for full year FY25 and 24?
You want to know the total quantity?
24-25? Clinker, yes.
So our total clinker in the 2025 fiscal year is 2.7 million tons.
And last year?
3 million tons.
Sorry,
2.7 in the current financial year ended financial 2025, and last year it was 3.0 million ton.
3.0 million.
And sir, when you mentioned your per kcal cost was 1.75 and this was flat throughout the year, Q4 as well as FY25. Just wondering, because for all players, we have seen this cost to be trending lower versus Q1 to Q4. You know, most players are now reporting close to 1.5. So, do we have a different type of fuel mix whereby the cost was flattish throughout the year and also on the higher side?
No, that is not the reason. Actually, we use three type of the fuel, petcoke, coal and the alternative fuel. So,
right.
The petcoke prices started with the higher prices in the fiscal year, then start reducing, and thereafter end of the year it start again hardening in the market. So that's why the last quarter the fuel was slightly higher. And the coal depends upon the whether we receive from the collieries or whether we buy from the open market. Start of the year we purchase the coal from the open market as well, and thereafter last quarter we receive some amount of the coal, and that is applicable for most of the Central India players that they receive the coal under the fuel supply agreement from the collieries. So the March quarter was more or less similar to the full year, but yes, in the December quarter and in the September quarter, our fuel prices also were lower.
Sorry, I missed the last sentence. In December and September quarter, your fuel costs were?
Let me check and let you know.
Okay, and also if you could share, what was the fuel mix for the quarter and year? Petcoke, domestic, linkage coal or?
Our alternative fuel mix is around 8%, rest is right. Petcoke and coal, and generally we consume petcoke around 60 to 70%, and the remaining is the our coal.
And when you say coal, everything is linkage or it's just e-auction coal, sir, for you, the 20-30% mix?
It is auction coal, but coal. Under the fuel supply agreement, long-term fuel supply agreement.
Okay. Okay. Understood, sir. Yeah. That's all from my end. Thank you.
Thank you. Please press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Alok Shah from SRE PMS. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Sir, just a follow-up question on green power. I just want to understand that generally cement companies do capex in the green power and we are doing for power purchase agreements. So, any reason behind that?
We are talking the same thing. The green power purchase agreement is the green power.
Yeah, what is the question? I didn't understand. Power purchase agreement is green power. So, you have two choices. You can either set up your own plant or you can participate in equity and purchase.
So, my question is that we are purchasing rather than investing in green power. So, any reason behind that? Because
I think, yeah. Alok, just to maybe clarify,
we are investing
under the long-term power purchase agreement and we get the green power. It is not like that we are purchasing power from the
open market.
Which is not the green. So, we are talking about this power purchase agreement, it is the green power only.
You're trying to say full capex, so we are, you can say, on a little bit of asset like model, which gives us a better capital allocation, number one, and a lot of flexibilities when you are in a larger, let's say, special purpose vehicle to kind of, you know, increase your offtakes and mitigate your risks as well, and a lot of banking possibilities which comes through when you are doing a PPA route versus your own capex, on-site capex, if you are referring to that.
Okay, understood. Thanks a lot.
Participants, you may please press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, for us, entire FY25 in terms of the thermal energy, that is a kcal per kg of clinker, is how much? 740 watt?
Yeah.
Hello.
What is the number?
It will be less than that.
Any idea of where it could be? 720, 730?
726.
726.
Okay. And then in terms of the power requirement per ton of cement would be how much? 66, 68?
Total power consumption per ton of cement?
Yeah.
Yeah. So per ton, roughly the range is from 62 to 72. So just wanted
for us. 72.6.
Only for PPC.
Will be
19%.
72.6 is our power consumption per ton of cement.
Okay, and for us in terms of the grid power cost would be of 6 rupees currently?
Slightly higher. Grid power now it is around 7 rupees.
Okay, and then this the PPA that we are doing would be of closer to a 4 rupees or?
Yeah, we can say total landed cost is around 4.5 rupees.
4.5 rupees. And sir, we used to be 100% blended cement, but this year we are at 98%. So have you started OPC cement now again?
Yes, we have. Not again. We have started for the first time. But yes, we have.
Yeah. So any specific reasons to start the OPC?
Yes, because there are a lot of road projects which are happening around our plants and we wanted to participate in that.
So will this 2% can inch up to 5-10%?
I would not like to hazard a guess on that right now. Not really. PPC is not our core strategy. That's all I can comment.
Okay.
It's,
okay.
It's a purely situational play.
Okay. Okay, got it, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. You may press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Harsh Mittal from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my question. Good evening to the management. Sir, my first question is, how has been the demand faring in the first 2 months of quarter one compared to the quarter four, given that there has been a lot of, the monsoon has been a bit unfair in many parts of India. Can you give some color?
Your voice was not clear. Can you repeat your question once again, please?
Sir, may
is it clear now?
To use your handset, please.
Yeah, it's a little clearer. Yeah, you can tell me now.
Is it clear now?
Yes.
So my question being that how has been the demand faring in quarter one FY26? In the first 2 months of this quarter one, given that many of the regions in India have been facing a lot of heavy rainfall. So can you give some color on that demand scenario?
Well, the demand is still muted.
Okay.
The demand as compared to March is muted because there was a season for marriages, etc., and labor was not available and there were unseasonal rains. So I wouldn't say the demand is extremely bad, but it's muted.
Yeah. So you see, so is it lower than what it was previous quarter, same quarter previous year, or higher than that?
I would say at the same level. April was lower. May would be at the same level than last year.
Second question, sir. What is the current difference between the trade and non-trade prices in central India? If you can throw some light on that.
No, I can't give you a number because that varies from place to place. Somewhere it is, it could be as low as 15 rupees a bag and other places it could be as high as 60, 70 rupees a bag. It depends on which location. And since I do not know how, what is the footprint of my competitors' non-trade sales, it would be very, very unfair for me to hazard a number as a guess. But as a guideline, I can tell you it differs, it varies from 15 to 60, 70 bucks per bag.
As a last question, can you give me the current clinker and cement capacity for Heidelberg?
Our clinker capacity at this moment is 3.1 million ton and cement capacity is 6.25.
And the clinker,
sir, I cannot,
right.
Clinker I could not hear, sir.
3.1 million tons, which is now going to be expanded, and that project will be over in June.
Thank you, sir. These were my questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, this will be the final reminder and no further reminders will be given that you may please press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Dheeraj Dave from Samvad Financial Services LLP. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah. So my question is, in past there was a discussion that Heidelberg Group wanted to add up a Jewari and also trying to kind of restructure the companies, various companies which they have in India. Any update, and you would like to give update to us about what is your thought process now and where we stand?
No, we are still evaluating, and though it's not part of you know, this particular call, and it's not related to our listed entity in India, I am happy to announce that the group has invested in a 2 million ton clinker expansion at Gulbarga, and that project is well underway right now, and we are considering various options of how to do the structuring. I mean, that will involve a potential merger of that company with either Zuari or with Heidelberg, or it could be a three-way merger. We are still working it out. It's only we'll have to see how that we haven't decided, and but it's a timing issue. Eventually, we will have to do it. But with this expansion, the entire process will get accelerated.
Okay. So any timeline, kind of a year or so, or it can take longer than that?
I think by the time it is over, it should be at least 24 months from now. But the process is already on. So,
thanks a lot. Appreciate it. And the second part is, this time our dividend payout has already been higher than kind of full year EPS. So shall we assume, I mean, so any idea on what is going to be a dividend payout policy when we are looking at expansion? We have sufficient liquidity, but any thought on management on this?
I didn't understand your question. Can you repeat your question once again?
The dividend payout of rupees 7 basically is higher than our EPS. So
yes,
its payout is almost more than 100%. So any thought, should we expect same kind of dividend distribution, or we should see decline given that we are going for expansion, end of it?
No, the dividend payout is a decision which is taken at, before the board meeting at the relevant time. It also depends on what is the kind of earning, what is the cash that you need to retain for expansion projects, and what you can pay out. We can't comment on what is going to be the dividend payout in the future. But if you look at it, roughly we have been navigating between 70% to 90% levels over the last 3 to 4 years. So you can expect that it will remain in the same range unless and until there is a very, very significant requirement of cash for expansions.
Thanks a lot for answering both the questions. Thanks a lot. Wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be taking last two questions, which is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Sir, the current AFR, you do mention that it could have been higher because of the clean expansion. How one can look at where we can increase this AFR in, let's say, for 26-27?
Well, I can't give you a number right now, but the strategy of the company is very definitely centered around AFR. A very large portion of our capex allocation goes behind increasing alternative fuels and specifically increasing usage of biomass, because that directly impacts the carbon per ton of cement. But if I were to hazard a guess, maybe this year we are going to finish with around 1.5 to 2% higher numbers than what we have done, that 8%. So we should be ending this year at about 10%.
Got it. And in terms of the premiums, that currently we have 43%, where we want to increase, and also the in terms of the price gap between the premium cement and the rest of the products for us is how much?
40 rupees to 50 rupees a bag.
Okay. And this 43% premium, sir, can go how much?
Can go up to 47% this year.
Okay. And just a rough idea. I understand you mentioned that we do not want to specify in terms of the how much expansion we want to do in terms of the size. But any broad idea in terms of the obviously this would be need a decent CapEx. Whatever we will be doing, the 2 to 5 million ton, whatever expansion. So in terms of the currently that we have the net cash, obviously most likely to become a net debt company. So any idea where we can have a upper limit in terms of the net debt to EBITDA or any other parameter?
No, we don't look at it like that. It will depend on the size of the project that we announce. And I think I already answered the question. You could expect anywhere between a 2.5 to 3 million ton kind of a project, and then you can calculate what is the cash required. But we don't have a problem with cash at all. We are virtually a debt-free company, so we have no issues with funding the project.
And you also
Okay.
might recall that in past when we did this Damoh expansion, that time also we were at the net cash balance, and we borrowed money for the expansion, and then we paid it. And same situation, same thing we can follow. So money should not be any issue. We are carrying at this moment 400-500 crore rupees bank balance. And once we announce the expansion, then accordingly that money will be utilized, and further accrual also will go to the project.
Correct.
And remaining amount we can borrow from the market, we can borrow from the group.
Yeah, no. So why I was wondering is because as we mentioned that we can simultaneously do the central and the Gujarat one. So put together, it could be a 4 to 5 million ton kind of expansion. So roughly, if I put a number close to 700-600 crore, so kind of a 2,500 odd crore kind of a number would be their CapEx. So that's why I was trying to understand.
No, both projects are very different. It will be obviously phased out in terms of timing, because in Gujarat you also have, the evacuation is very different. It's not road, it's primarily by sea. So we'll have to see how we schedule both the projects. But as Anil said, source of funds is not a problem. We can have investments from the group, we can raise debt, we have a very good balance sheet, so don't foresee any problems with that at all.
And sir, we can add this CapEx required in during next 3 to 4 years.
Yeah, so it'll be phased out also. It's not at the same time.
Okay. Got it, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. This will be the last question for today, which is from the line of Rajesh Ravi from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Just one, strategic question. We were among the pioneers in terms of margins, or rather one of the leaders in terms of our margin profile. When we go into FY 2021, more than 1,000, now we have gradually, this is almost half to 500 odd rupees in FY 2025, a decade low. So what has actually gone wrong? You are already very decent on your green power, on your cost metrics. You have 40% plus of your sales coming in from premium cement. So where is this margin getting significant beating? I understand this year there has been a like-to-like pressure on the because of the realization. But even on a small base, lower base, the margin has come off. So any larger picture thought and how we are looking to correct this?
Well, it is structural. If you look at it, there are two big impacts that have happened in the market. One is, when you look at the two biggest cement players in the market, the premiums over us have come down from 30 rupees to 5 rupees, 10 rupees at places. And in certain places, they are actually equal to or even lower than us. Okay? So
Okay.
there is a huge pricing pressure in the market, and the pricing has got diluted. Secondly, when you compare, it's very difficult to compare us with other players, because
every player virtually, when you speak of it, has the advantage of a geographical arbitrage across India. We don't have that. So it's not a like-for-like comparison. And the third reason that I can speak of is when you again compare, you know, most of the new plants, when they set up the plants, they have a huge amount of government SOPs. We have not announced any new, you know, projects as of now. So when you look at anywhere between a 500 to 600 rupees SOP coming in from the government on per ton on new investments, which is capital linked, that definitely helps to bolster the EBITDA at a company level, which is not the case in our case. So I would just leave your question with these three answers.
And maybe, Rajesh, I can add one thing. When you see the results of the cement companies during the fiscal year 2005 as compared to 2024,
yeah,
the reduction in the EBITDA per ton is more or less in the same range.
Same range.
All cement companies. And obviously, reason everybody know that, okay, prices has, because of the intensified competition, prices have reduced.
Yeah. If you take the four quarters of 2024 calendar year and you take our EBITDA per ton and compare it with the biggest companies of India, and I'm not talking about UltraTech, you can be pleasantly surprised. You shall be very pleasantly surprised.
Okay, sure, sir. We'll do that evaluation also.
Right.
Yeah. Great, sir. Thanks for taking my question.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I think with
Thank
that we conclude the call and
yes,
all the best.
Sir. Ladies and gentlemen, I would now request Vaibhav Agarwal to give his closing comments. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thanks. On behalf of Philip Capital, you may conclude the call. Thanks very much everyone for joining the call. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Philip Capital India Private Limited, that concludes this conference. We thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.